Okay, let's start with a few words of Hakadama. We'll be beginning Bezos Hashem from Perek Shvi'i. Perek Shvi'i is the part that is relevant to the non-farmer, meaning up until now it's pretty much, not entirely, but pretty much dealing with the halachas of the ground, the work in the ground. That's okay. We have the questions that come up in a get to gardens and plants, but primarily for most of us, the relevant parts of Kiyum Shemitah are going to be in the house in terms of the things we're buying and using. So from Perek Shvi and on is the part that focuses on that. So that's what I want to focus on, Bezos Hashem. So again, when you talk about Shemitah, what first comes to mind is, of course, Shemitah's Karkoz, right? Being mafkir the ground, not working the ground, etc. But as we're going to be learning, and as we've all experienced in previous Shemitahs, there's plenty of intricacy just in terms of being a consumer, just in terms of buying and eating and using Shemitah produce. Why? Because of one primary din. The pasuk is the achva. Yeah, that has the whole pasuk go.
Here in Shmos.
The har, right? Sorry. That's right. The abandoned produce of the land will be for you to eat. From the achla, we learn two main isurim, two main dinim, which we're going to be dealing with a lot. La achla v'lo l'schayra. It's meant to be eaten. It's not meant to. You're not meant to do business with it. It's meant to be eaten, not to be ruined. So, in a very, very straight, open, blatant way, to eat it and not to ruin it means, right, not to throw it in the garbage, not to destroy it, etc. But as we're going to see, it gets much more complicated than that, because basically any use that is not its straightforward use is considered ruining it. I mean, unless it's mamish not affecting it in any way. But any use that's not its, what's that?
You're lowering it a level.
Yeah. Okay, I hear. So what's the idea here? It was Kedusha Shviz. This is the concept of Kedusha Shviz. So just to say in a very general way, the Hashkafa of Kedusha Shviz is, if we understand that the idea of Shviz itself, Chinuch gives three primary ideas of the significance of Shviz, which are all, the first one is probably the most famous, the most straightforward, similar to the idea of Shabbos. We show that we know that the land has an owner by letting go. We do this every Shabbos. We show that the world has an owner by letting go of the world and not doing malach, right? But we show that the land belongs to Hashem. Every 7 years, Hashem says, I let you use my land. But every 7 years, Hashem says, now I want you to let go. So it's a massive demonstration of Hashem as the Baal HaBayis. The din of Kedusha Shviz is taking this a step further. We are acknowledging the fact that the fruit of the land are something of a divine nature. The food that we eat is something of a divine nature. This is pronounced in Shviz, in Shemitah, when Hashem is emphasizing, this land is mine. You're all guests. This is not yours. You can be here as long as I let you be here. You can eat it as long as I let you eat it in the way that I let you, in the way that I let you eat. But with all the different restrictions on Shviz produce, on Shemitah produce, all the different restrictions on Shemitah produce, we're again showing how we understand that we're actually touching something that is not ours. It's not ours. It's actually something Kadosh. It's Hashem's. And he's allowing us to use it in certain ways. So really, it's all about bringing back home the point that The land is not ours. The food we eat is not ours. And ultimately, that everything is not ours, that the world has balabites. Which is really a point to bring home about all the food we eat all the time. Right? All these things are really emphasizing a truth that's relevant all the time. It relates to all food with a certain kedusha, as something that is mamish kiviyachol gedvar Hashem that is sustaining us. Right? Hashem is keeping us alive through His ratzon. And that takes the medium of the food that He's giving us. That's why there are dinim that you're not supposed to, in general, right? Shemitah is bringing it out to the fullest. But in general, you're not allowed to be mevazeh food. Right? You're not allowed to throw bread. All kinds of different halachas that are related to bizui oichlin. Bringing out the fact that you're being handed something by Hashem kiviyachol. You're being spoon-fed something by Hashem. Relate to it as Hashem's special gift to you. Relate to it as something sacred. Relate to it as something that you revere, that you cherish. So this is, in a general way, what we're going to be experiencing and demonstrating by keeping the halachas of Kedusha Shvi'is in the Paris that we're eating at home. So now let's learn the Mishnah. And again, the primary focus in the next few prakim are Kedusha Shvi'is, the din of Kedusha Shvi'is on the fruit that we are consuming. The food that we're consuming, the produce. Klal gadol amru b'shvi'is. A great rule was said about shvi'is. Here, what we're coming to define first is what is subject to kedusha shvi'is. Which types of produce have kedusha shvi'is? Shalom. Which types of produce have kedusha shvi'is? So kol shul me oichel adam. What's that?
Me'achal adam.
Oh, okay. It depends which version you're using. Okay, fine. Okay. I'll read it that way. Human food, animal food, or be min hatsoivim, and anything that's used for coloring, any plants that are used as dyes, or in Perek Shvi Mishnah Aleph, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Ve'einay miskayim ba'aretz. And it doesn't last in the ground. Meaning, ultimately, throughout the season, it either gets all used up or it rots. Is subject to the full gamut of the halachas of Kedusha Shvi'is, which are what? So here we're going to be introducing a few different fundamental halachas mentioned in the first Mishnah, which we're going to be elaborating on later. So again, even though our subject in this Mishnah is defining what has Kedusha Shvi'is, we are introducing a number of different halachas, which we'll elaborate on briefly now, and then get back to it as we go along. Yesh lo shvi'is. So first of all, it has kedusha shvi'is, which means, again, that primarily two isurim apply. There's isur schoira, you're not allowed to do business with kedusha shvi'is produce. And there is the isur hefsid, you're not allowed to ruin it, which also means to consume it in ways that are not its regular use. Ulidam of Shvi'is. Also, any such produce has another din. It's exchange. If you buy it with money, then the money has Kedusha Shvi'is. Now let's elaborate a little bit. How can you buy Kedusha Shvi'is produce with money if we just said that there's an Issus Chayr? What?
This is that you only
sukkah? Oh, wow.
Talking about Esther and Lulav.
That's amazing, because I was actually thinking of learning that Amud tonight. I decided instead to do the identical sugi of Avakam. Because it's not going to be a preview for the Fiyami. But okay, I mean, maybe we'll just go through it more briefly. But whatever the case is, there's an Isser Schaira. You're not allowed to do business with Shemitah produce. So how would you be buying it? Where would the din come in of Dmei Shvi'is? That if you buy it, whatever you exchange for it also gets Kedusha Shvi'is. So the answer is, well, first of all, we see that. What's that?
You did a b'isser.
If you did it b'isser, it's true. It's true. But there are a lot of ways it could be done b'heter also. And that's why it could be relevant. For example, just give a simple example. You have a bottle of grape juice at home. Olive oil, kedusha shvi'is. Your neighbor is out of grape juice, wants to buy a bottle from you. Will I sell it to him? The answer is you are, because the Isur Schayra is doing business with it, buying for cheap, selling for more, profiting on it. That's the Isur Schayra. To sell it to your neighbor at cost price just because you, what you bought it for, just to do him a favor, is no Isur. But there will be Dmei Shvi'is. The money that the neighbor will give you will now have a din of Kedusha Shvi'is, which means that that money can only be used for things that you will then treat with Kedusha Shvi'is. You can only use it for food or other things that include Kedusha Shvi'is. You can use it for dyes, theoretically, because they can be used like Shemitah. Other things also. Olive oil to use for lighting. That's Kedusha Shvi'is. And this is going to be an issue also. It's important to be aware of this. But again, the exchange of Shemitah produce gets Kedusha Shvi'is. Let's just lay down the rule of this in a general way. Shemitah has a unique din in this sense. Let's say if you have hektish. You know, there's also such a thing with hektish. You can redeem the hektish. You switch it for money. The money gets the kedusha, right? Just that the difference is that with hektish, the money takes the kedusha off of the karban onto itself. The karban is now redeemed. It's now chulun. The Shemitah doesn't work that way. With Shemitah, the Shemitah produce always retains its Kedusha. You cannot get rid of Shemitah of Kedusha Shvi'is from Shemitah produce. Exchange it for money. The money now gets the Kedusha, and the original fruit stays with its Kedusha. You buy something with that money, now it turns into like Hektish. The Kedusha goes off the money onto the next thing you buy. It'll always be at the last stop. You bought with money, now you went and you bought chicken, which you're allowed to do, right? That chicken you'll have to now treat with Kedusha Shvi'is, right? Be careful not to throw it out, etc., not to ruin it. And the money now is chulin. The chicken now is Kedusha Shvi'is. If you were to then go and exchange it for something else, that last thing, it's the Kedusha stays with the first item and with the last exchange. Okay? Again, we're laying these things down in the fundamental level now. All these things are going to be coming back to as we go along. If you have stores that are doing business with Shemitah produce, not kidding, you're going to have a problem because their money, the money in the cash register, let's say I have a store that is dealing with Shemitah produce properly or improperly, whatever the case is, right? Let's say it's being done in a way that doesn't make the grade, okay? And now people are buying and selling those fruits. The money that they pay for it becomes Kedusha Shvi'is. That Kedusha Shvi'is is now in the cash register. You go to the store to buy plastic plates. You don't know what change you're getting from the cash register. Something to be aware of. What exactly is the answer? Maybe we'll discuss it more when we go along. But this is one of the things to look out for. You want to be very careful that first, certainly when you're buying produce, you know what you're doing, you know where you're buying from, you know how you're doing it, right? But besides that, also to be aware, to be wary. There may be solutions to this. Might not be a problem.
Better to give exact change and not get change for them. Better to get credit card. Tape.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely
a solution. Try to avoid getting...
That's definitely right. Yeah.
Change from
that's right.
People you don't know where it's coming from.
That's right. If you're going to a store where they sell Shemitah produce in a problematic way, possibly even not in a problematic way, whatever the case is, you're going to a store where they sell Shemitah produce.
More than that, since money exchanges so quickly to hands all the time, so
anywhere in Israel.
Throughout the year, it might be a good idea to try to give exact change to people, use your credit card. Try not to be getting change from people as much because you don't know.
So the place can say that you don't have to worry about. So once you're outside the store, you don't have to worry about it. This place can say it's already batel and derived money. But inside the store, it's a discussion. It's a machlekes place. Inside the store, it's a discussion. Perhaps we'll get into it more in detail. But I'm just, again, we're throwing out now one of the things to be aware of. If you are going into a store where they are selling fruit and vegetables, not in a controlled way, right? Then, yeah, you might want to pay with credit card, exact change, etc.
So you would extend that to you had a Toy Story or whatever, just because, like, well, no. money's so we're in a lot.
No, because that the place can already say money in general around there. It's a show, you don't have to be conscious. You can assume that it's from the right, You don't have to be kosher.
They're in Makola, and they all sell fruit and vegetables. Right. Not sure what they're doing.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're doing it.
Right.
Well, in the worst case scenario, that you're buying for Sashana Ma'aretz, so the money has to be kosher. You have to have a special envelope for it to make sure you buy Ofla, but you eat it.
You can do that. That's right. That's right. It's not a problem to get to Sashana's money as long as you're going to keep on top of it. Exactly. That's right. Again, it gets complicated. But yeah, if every time you go into that store, it might actually be a geschmack exercise in terms of chinuch. If every time you go into that store.
And all the people who don't know this a lot.
What's that?
You're helping
all your change.
You're helping all the people who don't know a lot. The more money you take from this cash register, that's not going to some other person. That's another salah.
I hear. Okay. I hear. Right.
Use most shishnis. Something that wouldn't normally for product that doesn't have shishnis.
It will get to the shishnis. Meaning, it has to be food. But you're asking, can I use it for meat? So the answer is that yeah. You can use it for anything that you can treat with Kedusha Shvitz. Meaning, you eat it, you can drink it, or...
Well, you won't leave out leftovers in that you'll throw.
Right, and you have to treat it with Kedusha Shvitz. You're not allowed to buy a toy with it and then be careful not to ruin the toy. There has to be something you use for the Shvitz uses. You have Shvitz money, you can buy any kind of food with it, but then, even if it's like a lollipop, you have to make sure that it doesn't get thrown in the garbage, etc. You have to treat it with Kedusha Shvitz. Right? Now, just one other point. Coming back to that Nekuda. I'm throwing things out now. We'll probably come back to that. Coming back to that Nekuda of the neighbor. The legitimate case of buying and selling. There are other legitimate ways of buying and selling Shvuti produce, which will not take away the problem from Kedusha Shvitz. Right? Where there's no issue disclaimer. But here's, right? You said the neighbor. You're giving him the bottle of grape juice for the amount you paid. He's going to give you the money. How do I get around the Dmei Shvi'is problem? So one simple way is...
Credit
card? What?
Credit card?
Well, the neighbor. How are you going to do that, right? What's that?
Bank transfer.
So you don't even have to do that.
Maybe a check.
So the truth is you're on the right kivun, but you don't have to go that far. There's no Dmei Shvi'is only applies to an exchange that's on the spot. If you turn it in, if you take it on credit, you tell I'm going to pay you in an hour, then it's a chayv. Chayv doesn't have measures. So that's what you do in such a situation. If you do need to buy something of Kedusha Shvi'is from somebody you don't want to run into the problem of measures, your problem will be if you're selling something with Kedusha Shvi'is. You don't want to run into the problem of measures, you tell the person, don't pay me now, pay me tomorrow. Then you avoid the problem.
With that?
Because it's not called Dmei Shvi'is. It's called a debt has a different gedder than just money of a mechira. It's not called an exchange. What's that?
It's a Mishnah or Gemara?
It's in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Gemara of Avodah Zarah. You know what? We'll probably get to actually see the Gemara of Avodah Zarah inside as we go along.
What if it's not an hour? We say give him 5 minutes. What if you pay 1 minute? So is that?
So I don't know exactly where you draw the line. Where would you
don't
consider
straight?
I don't know. I don't know where we would draw the line exactly. There are Rishonim who say that in order for this to work, it has to pay you after you finished the grape juice. Yeah, like the grape juice doesn't exist anymore. There's such a sheet in the Rishonim. We don't pass it that way. I mean, Chazon Ish says, in this sense, we can be makel under the Rabbah. But because in general, we assume that Shvi'is Bismarck is the Rabbah, right? So you don't have to go that far. But exactly where do you draw the line? Is it a minute, 5 minutes, an hour? I don't know. I guess to be safe, let's say the next day. Probably even an hour. No. You know what? I'm not sure about that. I'll leave that hanging. But it has to be a debt rather than an exchange. Okay?
We have an exchange that's a richta and then it's a game. You know, in other words, if you say come back in an hour, you're really part of the same maisa.
If you say come back tomorrow or next week, you're on the
you say I'd like this to go on credit. You know, you owe me the money and it's due tomorrow. Like if I that's more I think that's more important in the way you say it. Otherwise, what's the difference between bas achas and it's just a lesson of exchange. You okay? Now I'll pay you later. You know, like
I hear that makes sense. And a chanami. So coming out, we have to be Mavar at that point more. I believe Nether, I'll try to look into it. I don't know, but you're making a good point. It could be the definition of how you say it. Into this you as I'm giving it to you now, and you owe me the money. You owe me the money. Okay. So again, the dinim that apply to Oichel Adam, Oichel Behema, and dies are they have Dusha Shviz, Svinga Isra Schai, and the Isra Hefsid. The Dom of Shviz, he exchanges for money, but also gets the Din Shviz. Yesh Loi Bior, they were introducing another halacha relevant to Shemitah produce, the Din of Bior. Din of Bior is something that we'll spend significant time on later, but in a general way, this is also a famous principle that there is also an expiration date on the permissibility to use Shemitah produce. You're allowed to use it for as long as it's available in the field. Once it's not available in the field anymore, and this is something that throughout the year, you know, when it becomes relevant, they publicize the dates. You probably also get them. It's pretty standard. You can also get them. But let's say you have grapes, you have Tusha Shviz grapes in your home. The Zman Bio comes, meaning it reaches the point of the year where grapes are no longer available in the fields. You have to get rid of those grapes. Big machlik is what that means exactly. Does it become asur bahana? Do you have to destroy it? Lamaisa, the way we take it lamaisa is that it simply means you have to put it out of your home, make it available for all, be mafkirit. After you did that, you can be zaychen. But that has to be real. When you put it out, you declare before three people that you're mafkir, they can take it if they want. But you can also
even if it's not the aim, like you transformed it into something else, and like
yeah, like for example, what's that grape juice?
Is a grape juice the okolo that has ingredients and something?
Not only that, but also ulidom of beer, right? Coming back to Dumei Shviz, right? If you exchanged it for money, that money is also chayv in beer now. Once. Okay, how that works with money, does it go by what you exchanged it for? Does it have its own date? Let's put that off for later. Whatever it is with money also, when that time comes, when it's not available anymore, however we'll define that, the money is the same thing. You have to put it out, be mafkir. So whatever it is. And we'll be discussing, there's all kinds of like, what happens with kalim, right? Are you talking about bang? What happens with kalim, etc. Okay, we'll see, we'll get there. Okay. So what do we say? What is subject to Kedusha Shviz? Human food, animal food, and dyes. Well, what else is there? Well, what's the principle? That's really the first question. But what else is there? So there's a lot of things we'll have to address. What about aromatic plants? What about remedial plants? What about plants that are used for clothing? Flax, cotton, right? There's plenty of other things to discuss. What about firewood? Trees are also subject, could be subject to shashvias, right? What about firewood? What about wood that's used for building? Okay. These are all things that we'll have to analyze when we see what the rule of thumb here is. What is the klal? Mishnah here is giving three examples of what is subject to Kedusha Shviz, human food, animal food, and dyes. And we'll see what the klal is as we go along. Neizan said, what are examples? Can anybody possibly think of an example of human food that grows from the ground in Shemitah? The Gemara...
Any fruits and vegetables that were planted in the second year, and which is when you pick them in the seventh year.
In other words, apples, oranges, cucumbers, tomatoes, mm-hmm. Right? So the Mishnah also came up with examples. Aleluf shaita, the leaves of wild kind of leek. Here's an example of something that grows in Shviz and Kerev Tisha Shviz, human food. Alei Adam Deina, also mint leaves. Ha'ulshin, endives, lakrishin. No, krishim and luf are two different kinds of leek. I don't know what's what. The harigila. I don't know if you get any of these things in your local. Well, you can get mint, but the harigila is purslane. Don't ask me what that is, but it seems to be purslane. The Netzach Cholav. Netzach Cholav, I don't know what it is in Lashon Mishnah. In modern Hebrew, Netzach Cholav is a flower called Star of Bethlehem, if anybody knows what that is. So here are examples of human food that might grow from the ground. Why is the Mishnah running to you? Why couldn't we talk about cucumbers and grapes?
Nobody farms
them. What's that?
Nobody farms those things. They grow wild. They have no value. Very little value.
So there's no Issa Svichin. Okay, well, why couldn't we say grapes?
Why couldn't you say grapes?
Apples, oranges.
Too obvious.
What?
It's giving a chiddush.
So there's a chiddush here in the Mishnah. That's right. All these things, the obvious things are obvious. We know what human food are. But here, all these things are things that are only eaten Mish'as Hadchak. These are things that grow wild and they aren't standardly eaten. In fact, some of them aren't even actually edible. You have to do different, you have to make them edible in different ways, and it's not standardly done. We have a lot of things that have to be made edible. Squash has to be cooked before you can eat it. But it's a standard type of food. The Mishnah is saying here that even things that are not standardly eaten, but are eaten b'doichak, are included in Kedusha Shvus. The same goes for Oichel Behem. Oichel Behema, there could be plenty of examples of Oichel Behema. But the Gemara says, HaKoichim or HaKoitzim v'adardar, thorns and thistles. Meaning these are things that are eaten by Behemoth b'doichak, and nevertheless they have Kedusha Shvus. Thorns, by the way, the Mefarshim stress, it means soft, when they're soft. Once they're hard, animals are not going to eat them, even b'doichak. When it comes to dyes, plants that are used as coloring, sefiche istis v'koitza. These are the growths of, again, I don't know what these things are, but if you want the English, it helps. Woad and saffron. It's actually the opposite. The istis is saffron or safflower, whatever that is. And koitza is woad, whatever that is. W-O-A-D. But these are dyes. These are plants that are used for coloring. So yeshlem shviz v'lidmeim shviz. Yeshlem bir v'lidmeim bir. All of these things have kedusha shviz, and they have a din bir. That's why the Mishnah stressed these are things that do not last in the ground. They ultimately do get either used up or they'll rot before the next season comes around, and therefore they're subject to kedusha shviz. So the Mishnah touched on all of halachas here, but what's the basic rule of the Mishnah? The basic rule of the Mishnah is coming to define what is subject to kedusha shviz. And the Mishnah did not give a rule. The Mishnah gave examples. Human food, animal food, and colorants. What's the rule? So here we have a Gemara, a sugya in Sukkah and Mavakama, as was just pointed out to me. The sugya in Sukkah is tomorrow's Daf Yomi. It's an identical sugya in Sukkah and Mavakama. I want to see the sugya in Mavakama because, actually, I don't need a Gemara, I have it here. I want to see the sugya in Mavakama. I want to go through it briefly just so that we can really bring home the klal here. The reason that I chose the sugya in Mavakama is because in Sukkah, you have to get more into the pratim of the Mishnah. And here we can, it just kind of stands alone. So, Mavakama Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Here, Bavli gives the klal, while Yerushalmi gets much more into the details of the given of the examples given in the Mishnah. But Bavli lays down the rule of thumb. So, Mavakama Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. It's a relatively simple Gemara. I want to see if we can move through it quickly, so we have the yesod. Okay, say that Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. The two dots in the middle. Okay, Rava Rami. Rava posed a contradiction. Everybody okay? Also, if you don't have a Gemara, I think it'll be okay. Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Miminat Soivim, dyes have Kedusha Shviz, plants that are used for dyeing. Sviches dis lekaitza. This saffron and mode. Yesh lahem shviz v'ledmeim shviz. They're subject to shviz. Their exchanges are subject to shviz. Yesh lahem bir v'ledmeim bir. They also have the din of bir. Okay. Alma eitzim yesh bahem mishum k'dusha shviz. So you see other plants, non-food plants, that are used for other uses, also have k'dusha shviz. But uramini, we pose a contradiction to that. Alikonim va'aligfonim. You have leads or of vines, shegivivam b'choiva al pnei hasada, that you gather them together into storage from the field. So do they have to shashviyas on that? So liktan la'achila, if you gathered it in order to eat, yesh ba mishum kedusha shviz. Then it has kedusha shviz. It's food. If you gather it in order to eat, it's food. It has kedusha shviz. La eitzim. But if you just wanted to use it as eitzim, as firewood, ein ba mishum kedusha shviz. It doesn't have kedusha shviz. So now, why would firewood be different than dye? Both are very natural uses of plants, right? And neither are food. Why should they not be kedusha shviz? Why should be kedusha shviz in one and not the other? So mishan, and he answers as follows. And here is the rule. Amar kra, the pasuk says le'ach. The Torah says that the shmita produce should be for you, for eating, which excludes other uses. You use it only for eating. Now, we're going to see that there's more to this drasha. There's another implication that you can use shmita produce for any of your needs. We'll see later in this. It says, it will be for you, for eating. For you implies any use. For eating implies only eating. As the Gemara is going to say soon, the way we work that out is we put it together. It has to be a type of use that's similar to eating. What's that? And this is the fundamental rule. B'mishana osai ubi'urai shavu. Kedusha shviz applies to produce that is consumed, that's destroyed at the same time that you benefit. That it's consumption and its benefit is simultaneous. I.e. food, right? Food, drink. These are destroyed and you destroy it and you benefit from it at the same time, simultaneously. Yatsu eitzim shanos anachabiyu. To the exclusion of firewood. Theoretically, firewood could also have kedusha shviz. There's no din that trees or wood don't have kedusha shviz. Anything that grows from the ground can have kedusha shviz if its use meets this criteria. If its destruction and benefit come simultaneously, it has kedusha shviz. The exclusion of firewood. Why? Shana osan achabiyu. Its benefit comes after it's destroyed. How do you use firewood? You burn it to a coal, right? And then it actually provides heat.
But dyes don't fit that.
Oh, okay. So this is really taking the whole discussion to the next level. Dyes don't fit that.
You can end up with clothes and have kedusha shviz.
Oh, okay. So how does that work? We won't see Tosfos inside now, but Tosfos discusses and lays down some fundamental principles here. Rashi gives an explanation like this.
Isn't that the question of the Gemara?
So that's the question of the Gemara. The question is, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara said, the Gemara, as far as the Gemara is concerned, we gave the answer. You know what the difference between firewood and dye is? That the rule is anything that the destruction and benefit is simultaneous has kedusha shviz. Therefore, dyes have kedusha shviz. The Gemara doesn't bother to spell it out. Therefore, dyes have kedusha shviz, and firewood doesn't. So the question is, what was the answer, right? So let's start with a different question. When do you benefit from the plants the dye. How do you do it? What do? You take the plants, the herbs, you boil them up or you burn them or whatever, however you do, and you put the wool in together with it, right? And as it all boils up together, the wool soaks up the color. Is that called the hana? Now you use the plants to color the wool, that's the benefit? Or is the benefit when you actually wear the garment? What's called benefiting from the plant? So Rashi gives an explanation based on the premise that the benefit is using the dye, meaning wearing the clothes is already the next stage. The benefit is from the dye. And Rashi says that does happen simultaneously. The dye, the plants, are destroyed at the same time as the clothing, as the wool is absorbing the color. And therefore, yes, it's hanasa b'yurashav. It's the same time. Okay? So that's explanation number one. But Tainsmith doesn't like that.
I'm not following exactly what's going on here. You're taking the plants, you're putting them water and boiling them up. They're not called destroyed yet. Are they?
They're called destroyed as they're giving they are becoming destroyed as they're giving the color off into the wool. You're putting them into the vat together with the wool, boiling it all up. Mm-hmm. The destruction of the plants and the coloring of the wool happens simultaneously.
So you wouldn't boil up the dye, the plants first, and then put the wool into the hot water.
Right.
You don't do that.
Apparently not. I never did it. But apparently not. That's how Rashi explains it. As the vat boils, the root, I guess these are roots, is destroyed and the dye is absorbed. The benefit and the destruction is simultaneous. Okay?
The clothes have no kedusha
shvus. The clothes have no kedusha shvus. Right. Meaning the clothes are considered coming as coming after these things were destroyed. But Tosfos says otherwise. Tosfos does not agree with this because he says that when it comes to Shmius, the item is not considered destroyed because it was boiled up. Dye, the color is the item. It's not the root. It's the coloring. The coloring continues to exist. Right? Mm-hmm. So now went into the clothing. It's still here. Nothing was destroyed.
So the clothes does
that. What's that? So what do we do with that?
It's like taking an apple, making out the pie.
Yeah. Okay.
You lose its original form, but it still has its shvius.
So Tosfos is saying that it doesn't even lose its original form because the original form is the color.
An apple is edible, but this is useless. It's just a matrix that holds the dye until we deliver it to the root. An apple is something
okay,
useful.
Okay, right, I hear. So Tyson says that Lamaisa, no, the after the dye has been absorbed in the clothing, it's still there. It hasn't been destroyed. When is the destruction? And when is the benefit? The benefit is when you wear the clothing, and that's when the destruction takes place, because you're wearing the clothing down as you wear them. The clothing get worn as you wear them. It's a much longer process of simultaneous destruction and benefit. As long as you're wearing the clothing, you're benefiting. At the same time, the destruction is happening. It takes a year, the whole process. But that's the hanaos will be your own shop. It's happening at the same
time.
So what happens here? What happens? Do you have to be mevar the clothing when this man view comes? We're saying that mamish has kedusha shvius. So it's very interesting. It's Rash Sirelio. This is a name to become familiar with. Probably one of the most choshev and mafarshim of Yerushalmi. One of the most authoritative mafarshim of Yerushalmi Israel is Rash Sirelio. He's actually quoted by the Poiskim as perhaps the most authoritative Beirush. When did he live? I think before the Beis Yosef. What's that? So I don't. There were some who were kind of like on the border. I'm not sure if we would call him a Rishon or not. I'm not sure. But I think that the Beis Yosef was Sirelio. So he says that, yeah. He says that you would have to be mevar the clothing when this manbio comes. As far as we're concerned, all that means is you have to be mafkir, and then b'nizaychen it again. So it's not so dramatic. According to the shittas, that beer means beer. It's a little bit more dramatic. You're not going to want to use dyes for tisha shvitz. But as far as we're concerned, say that we can live with that, right? You have to take the clothing, put them out, be mafkir, and then b'nizaychen again.
All halachas of treating things with kedusha shvitz for the flight.
What's that?
All halachas of treating things with kedusha shvitz for the flight.
All halachas the chayru would apply. Elachanam. I mean, you would not be allowed to burn that shirt in a Lag BaOmer bonfire. But lemaisa, the mafarshim don't assume that
to use it for the beer chametz.
What's that?
The beer chametz again?
Certainly not. Certainly not.
It's like Omer, the way of beer chametz. Different. What's that? Beer chametz really mitzvah.
Mitzvah does not justify destruction. Okay. It has to be food. I'll give you an example of that.
Now, I wasn't sure if you were being sarcastic at the room. You're being like facetious, that like Omer. That's not really a mitzvah, but beer chametz, which is.
No,
it's so not. Beer chametz also.
Right. I'll give you an example. Olive oil. You're allowed to use it for Shabbos light because you're benefiting from the Shabbos light. The purpose of Shabbos light is to benefit from it. You're not allowed to use it for the menorah because it's beer without hanah. You're not benefiting from it. You're not allowed to benefit from the menorah. Mitzvah is not called hanah.
If you had kedusha shvi'is money and your wife bought with the hair dye, so now she dyed her hair with her hair, now has kedusha shvi'is, right?
You have to be in the va'er of the hair.
It is a chalistic.
I think that once her hair is dyed, you should be in the va'er it anyways. But lemaisa the mafarshim don't. Rash Terelio says that, and it's a novelty, right? It's gishmak, like to hear that. You're actually chayv and biru with the clothing. But the mafarshim do struggle with not having to accept that, meaning that no, if you dye clothing, lemaisa, it won't be subject to biru, and you won't have to chew it to shashviz. We'll leave the hesberim on the side right now. But
it's also part of the complexity of this is like, lemaisa, the robe of the beged is not the dye. The robe of the beged is warm, but like the fact that the dye goes into it, it's complementing the whole beged. What?
So if you have a chowk and just one ingredient in the chowk,
there's a question there.
Right, but if lemaisa, we're considering it as the Chazon Ish kind of says something along those lines. You know, the Chazon Ish wants to say that even though the use of the dye is called Hanasu Biro Shava, which is why it has Kedusha Shvi'is in the first place. Once it's in the clothing, we don't view it as an existent Kedusha Shvi'is product, because now it already turned into something else. Meaning the dye kishala atzmoy, we're going to call it, in essence, its essential nature is that it's Hanasu Biro Shava. But once it actually went into the clothing, now it's already not dye anymore. It's a very, very, it's like hair splitting. There's a certain hair splitting going on here. That's how the Chazon Ish kind of, if we will, sidesteps the Rash Terelio's time. That once it becomes clothing, then it's already not dye anymore.
Very good. Because you can't use it to color anything else. Once it's attached inside the cloth, and it's not a dye anymore because it can't give color to anything else.
Oh, so that's Mamish the Nusuk that's used. That's very Gishmak. It says it's Mevor, but nobody was Mevire. You know, you used it in the right way, but now it's not here anymore. Okay, right. Now, according to that understanding, then no, you won't have to be Mevire once this Man Bior comes.
According to Tosfos, though, wouldn't cotton and flax also be have Kedusha Shvi'is?
Oh, so your Mamish is jumping to all the right questions. What about things like cotton and flax? So flax, for example, is mamish going to be the same time? It's going to be the time of Chazon Ish, but even more than that. Flax is, you completely change its tzura into a whole different look in order to use it, and therefore it's not called you're using the plant.
So flax,
but flax, no, Jonathan is asking, as clothing, it should be considered an ayosu b'yoshav. Okay. Whereas katan could be that it will have kedusha shvi'is on account of machal behemah. Apparently, katan seed is used for machal behemah. Okay. So again, what are we saying here? The rule of thumb, and this is the principle. The principle is Ana'asai ubiyuroi shav. Ana'asai ubiyuroi shav. Something. You want to know, does it have kedusha shvi'is or not? If its destruction and benefit is simultaneous, it has kedusha shvi'is. And therefore, yes, we have human food, animal food, and dyes. Now, we'll go one more line, and we'll stop in the middle of the singer, but just to see another example of something that makes this gedder. So he said firewood is not, because firewood is, first you burn it, and only then do you use its heat. Va'ika eitzim d'mashcha, d'anasa d'biyur an'shavim. There are oily kinds of wood that are used for light. You light it, use it as a torch. That is Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim. The benefit and the destruction is coming simultaneously. So Omar Raves tam eitzim la'asaka in. It's true that those kinds of wood, whatever kind of wood it is, can be used as a torch, but they are generally used as firewood. And therefore we go by its general use. But I just want to briefly note that the implication of this is that we just saw another type of product that will be considered Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim, and that is an item that's used for light. Oil that's used for light is called Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim. And therefore, we'll have kedusha shvi'is. The flip side of that is that if you have olive oil, which is essentially human food, you're allowed to use it as light also, because it's a use of Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim. There's two sides of the coin. Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim defines what has kedusha shvi'is, and it also defines the permitted uses of kedusha shvi'is. We'll see that as we go along in the sugya. Once we know that light is considered Ana'asa b'yiroi shavim, it means two things. It means things that are grown for light have kedusha shvi'is. It also means that kedusha shvi'is items can be used for light. And that's why you're allowed to use kedusha shvi'is olive oil for light, for lighting candles, even though you could say, hey, it's food. How can you use it for that? Okay.
So even there. If it's an ingredient, olive oil is not Roy Lachila, you want to say.
What's that?
Olive oil is not Roy Lachila.
The olive oil
is why you can't eat olive oil. Because